keep the pulse steady. And make sure that the accented quavers are not longer than the staccato quavers. They just need to be just that bit louder. Good work on the counter melody. Very attentive to the rhythmic lengths fitting together. Good sense of crescendo. Good to hear the colour of the woodwind coming out clearly against the brass. I think 54, the minimum second beat, is where the phrase aims for, then the diminuendo. There was a feeling that we got to the first beat of 54, then played quieter on the second note. Good effect in the triplets there, that sort of tremulous sound within the long notes otherwise sustained in other parts. Good balance in the clarinets. Well done to all the solos there. You carried your individual lines extremely well, but also dovetailed together so well. Well supported by all the other parts. Wonderful dynamic control. And there, a very tasteful crescendo in the horn, just led nicely from one section of the clarinets into the upper woodwinds. Really well done. Integration of the rhythmic and melodic motifs across the band is very good indeed, but be careful of integration when you're playing into the louder dynamics. If the timps can be as sharp-edged in attack as the wind, remember that the wind and brass are going to be tonguing carefully and making quite a strong sound from the beginning of the note, so we want a good crisp contact of the stick on the head there. In the general Bernatutis from 107, make sure that the crotchets always sound the same, whether they're single notes, like in 107 itself, but also after the quaver, di-da-da-da, the next crotchet wants to be the same type of attack as you had earlier when it was just a single note. Warm sound at 1, 2, 3. Be careful 1, 3, 3 to keep the syncopation together. Nice takeovers here. Gently humorous over, that's lovely. Percussion 151, if you can start with a real piano, much softer, so the crescendo is even more impressive. But such strong individual playing in all sections allows the melody lines to be well characterised and for the conversation of the piece to be carried on with great clarity. Sure to hold on the long note, and again crescendo, but the shape of the crescendo should be the same in all the blown drops. And be sure about the articulated da-da, dee, da-da, that little semiquaver three before that and elsewhere when it came. Make sure it's always done well. Some very strong work indeed.